You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
Welcome back to The Wire. So as everyone knows, controversial Canadian speakers Lauren Southern and Stefan Molyneux will be speaking in Auckland this Friday at a yet undisclosed location. The two have courted controversy over their views on Muslims, refugees, multiculturalism, and just this week, Aboriginal Australians. Earlier this month, they were banned from speaking at Auckland Council venues. Their event was initially cancelled but is now back on. Well, a rally has been organised for this Friday to protest Southern and Molyneux and their views, who many label as being views of fascists and white citizens. Supremacists. I spoke to one of the organisers of the Rally Against Racism, Tima Thurlow. You're one of the organisers of the Rally Against Racism this Friday against the visit from Stefan Molyneux and Lauren Southern. What prompted you guys to organise this?
Well, it was a bunch of different political organisations that are based in Auckland. A lot of different people that are around who all felt quite concerned about just allowing white supremacists to go unchallenged.
And how is this rally going to work? Are you hoping to find out where their event is taking place and protest there?
So the idea is that we're going to be doing a rally at Altair Square at 5:30 p.m. on Friday this week. And then finding out whether we can actually go to the venue that they've booked. We don't actually know where that is yet, but hopefully we can find that out soon.
And if you do go to the event, will it be just a peaceful rally, or what's the situation going
to
be?
The idea is to have just a peaceful protest outside of the building, yeah.
Okay, cool. And did you support the decision of the Auckland mayor to refuse them council venues to speak?
That's an interesting question, I guess. Personally, I don't agree with any official dictating what the people want. And one of the most important things for me was that people, the public, were able to actually have a decision and make their demonstrations known that we don't approve of this kind of message.
Because a lot of people are also saying, of course, that free speech is under attack in this instance. What are your thoughts around this?
Yeah, free speech. It's a really interesting topic, I guess. It's kind of strange how there's this fabricated crisis of free speech at the moment. They've seemed to manage to flip things around and say, despite the fact that they're being paid to speak at a venue, that, you know, they're unable to speak, even with the fact that we have like social media these days, radio that people can go on at any time, and be able to disseminate these kinds of awful, hateful views.
So would you classify this as more hate speech then?
I personally would.
Right.
Throughout my life living as urban Maori, I've known the kinds of justifications for colonization, the undermining of Indigenous and migrant communities for the entirety of my life.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because just recently in Australia, Stefan Molyneux in particular said some quite hateful things about Aboriginal Australians. As a Maori person yourself, what do you make of that when you hear that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really unfamiliar to me. The idea that, you know, that Western philosophy is this pinnacle, this monolith of social progress or critical thinking is not new. I come from a background where, you know, we have Tau Tohe Tohe, Wānanga, Whai Kōrero debate within Te Ao Māori culture. And the idea that those kinds of things are unique to Western European civilization, it's just ridiculous to me.
Do you think, what about people who are saying that they shouldn't have had their visas accepted to come here?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think that they should be able to speak, but also, like, I don't agree with that particular method of barring people from coming into the country, I guess.
Why do you think it is that some of these quite extreme far-right ideas seem to have gained greater currency in recent years?
I guess disenfranchisement for the working class has been so prevalent that, you know, anyone can find some way of becoming empowered, you know. And what both Stefan Molyneux and Lauren Southern are doing is attempting to empower white supremacists and feeding people into a particular way of looking at the world.
Are you worried that some of these ideas will continue to gain traction in society?
Absolutely. It's absolutely a concern for not just the world with the rise of hate crime all over the world, but specifically here in New Zealand. There are migrant communities, Muslim communities, Pacifica, Tangata Whenua here that have all been a part of this organization as well, Tamaki Anti-Fascist Action, who are concerned that it's not just the psychological toll that it takes on people hearing the normalization of, I don't know, people calling us thugs or lazy, dirty, primitive. Mm-hmm. But it's also the fact that Valerie Morse of Auckland Peace Action and MP Marama Davidson of the Green Party were recently had violent threats towards them from the audience of these people. And the idea that they could, you know, enact that is terrifying to so many people here.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of this idea of if we just ignore them and not give them oxygen, they might just go away?
I completely disagree with this notion. They should go challenged. And publicly demonstrating is a way of having a rhetorical response, saying that we are able to get out onto the streets and say, look, we don't agree with what you have to say.
People are saying that they're allowed to just say what they want and there's no consequences of this. But from a perspective of an Indigenous person, why do you think this can be troubling, given what they have been saying?
I mean, I grew up in Whangaparaoa, up north from here, when Don Brash spoke in Orewa. And growing up in a society where you were looked down on for being this sort of special class, despite the fact that I never actually felt special or made special by our society, you know, it's this weird double-edged sword that you get cut from both sides.
Sure.
You hear people talking down on you and saying that you are elevated somehow,
right,
when neither of those things are actually true.
Mm-hmm. Just one final question then. So if people are wanting to attend this rally on Friday, what information do they need to know and where can they go?
So on 5:30 p.m. on Friday the 3rd this week, we will be having speaking, chanting, songs, etc. There'll be people from migrant communities, Tangata Whenua, Pacifica, that will be there. We encourage people to bring candles or, you know, their own particular religious or cultural practices to bring to the place, and sharing in the sense of community that we all think should be encouraged.
Is there a Facebook page anyone can go to?
There is an event that's on Facebook at the moment called the Rally Against Racism. The Tamaki Anti-Fascist Action page is also on Facebook that you can give a like.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.